I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Welcome, guys. Just get on board. It's Scam Wow.
Here it is. We're here.
We're
scammy. Get used to it.
I'm here today in the studio with like many snacks, like Italian cookies that are my favorite, and then like every kind of like sour patch licorice.
I am so jealous of this spread that you have. This looks insane and amazing. Insane in a good way. I mean, not in a bad way. I'm not shaming you.
No, it's fine. Go ahead. I had such a emotional day. It wasn't a bad day. It was a highly intense emotional day. And I felt like such a bitch because one of those days where there were so many feelings I was feeling. There was so much intensity that I felt like I just like sucked the energy out of the room for my family. Like I took so much of everybody's energy and time. And I know I've done it before, and I know my parents are listening like, yeah, that's Christmas. But I mean, I just feel like I know I do take a lot of energy. But I had an amazing opportunity today to do this audition that I was dying to do. It was like real acting, I'm calling it, because it was a dramatic scene. There was three scenes. It was a self-tape.
Drama's real. Drama's real.
Oh, one scene was discovering I was a lesbian. The next scene was discovering I'm pregnant and having to tell my husband I've had an affair with a woman. And the last scene was standing up to the man in an enormous classroom and telling the professor, like, fuck off, women are great. Oh. And these are all, like, amazing scenes.
So good.
It was insane. But I had to, like, the whole day was crazy. And then with all this chaos, I was like, this is my dream come true. My dream come true is to like be asked to do a great audition, and I have this baby and this husband. Like everything is beautiful. But it was one of those moments where it's like, oh my God, it's so good. Don't fuck this up. Like that sort of pressure with, it's something that is like a happy, joyous, positive thing, but it did take like the entire family's energy. And my kid had a great time. He was with the babysitter. They'd taken pictures. He eats croissants like a little French boy.
Ooh, la la.
They were having, it was a great, everybody had fun. And my friend Tim Dunn, shout out to Tim Dunn, was like a saint.
I'm a Dunn head through and through.
And he went through everything with me and he's like so sweet. Uh-huh. I was like, Kate, you can do this. And it was good. It's the most stressful time.
It is very stressful. Well, for me, I have been sick, no joke,
yes,
this entire week. This entire week, I haven't left the house since Sunday, and it's a virus that Austin brought back from New York. And
oh, no.
Since he traveled. And I've literally done nothing. And so today I was like, I am going to have a big day out on the town. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to do it. And I went outside and I went to the Glendale Galleria, to the mall.
Ooh.
And I was like, I don't need anything, but I just like being in a mall because it's yes. thrilling and wonderful. And it makes
shiny.
Me feel good. And like 10 minutes into being there, I felt like fucking feeble. I was covered
in sweat, exhausted. Yeah.
I had to like get a coffee to keep going.
Yes.
And then after like half an hour, I had to come home. So that was my
big day.
That's
amazing.
Yeah.
No, that is a big day. I had that right after I had my baby. I was like, I'm going out. And then we do something. I'd be like, 5 minutes, we're done, guys. Like,
really?
You have all of that excitement, like that buildup when you're sort of like you are like in bed rest. And then you just go like, your body's like, guys, we haven't been doing very much. I don't know who you think you are.
Yeah.
Get back home. Now, guys, also, though, we got some great calls. We're so excited. People
great
called on our call Hot Tip Hotline, so we're going to play those calls.
We got great. Listen, we asked you for calls, and we asked you for reviews, and we got them. Thank you.
Yeah. We really love our listeners. I know. We've gotten so many sweet girls like messaging. Maybe guys, too. I can't tell because you're avatar, but sweet people messaging us, telling us how they feel about the show. Someone made me a Isaac Newton like beautiful like little fan gif, and we love it, guys. We're really into it.
It's so good.
We love you.
We love scams. We love each other. It's great.
I know. We're healthy. We're happy. We're exhausted.
Exhausted.
Okay, so Caitlin, our amazing producer, is going to play one of our clips.
Hi. This is Carolyn, aka Miss _CGH from Instagram. Love the show. I just had a question that about the Fyre Festival. First of all, thank you for giving us both episodes 2 days in a row and not making us wait a week. That was super nice. But here's the big question that you didn't bring up. And I'm just curious what your thoughts are on did Billy set out from day one to just like make a fake festival that failed and to scam people? Or do you think that in his delusional mind, he thought like, well, it's going to be great. I'm going to have a festival. And he thought it was just going to like come together. So like, did he actually think the festival was going to happen? Or did he plan for it to fail from day one? Deep thoughts. I'm still not sure because it's so hard to, tough nut to crack that one. Also made all the same observations as you ladies did about how like the tones of the two documentaries were different. So I'm glad that I watched both, and that you covered both, cause that was super interesting. And yeah, love the podcast. Thank you so much. Can't wait to hear next episode. Bye.
Thank you, Carolyn. Great
Thank
question.
Carolyn. Oh my gosh. That was such a sweet question. Yeah. And I guess we didn't answer that because I was thinking it the whole time. I think that he thought it was going to be so monumental and that he actually has no idea like what goes into it. And it just reminded me of when he was sort of, I hated when he was like bragging about being in fifth grade and having people in India work for him on some website he created. I was like, he doesn't know what the work is. He just likes to like announce who's working under him. And so for me, the way he treated his team and the app, he just kept saying like, you guys have to do this in this amount of time. And it just became like crazy anxious. I don't think he set out to make it a scam. I think he set out to be incredibly famous.
Yeah, for me, I agree. And I generally am of the mindset that most scammers believe what they're doing, and very few con artists are like, you know, like, what's his name on Garfield? Dr. Khan? Is that his name?
Who's like, I don't know.
Sitting at a desk like, like, I think very few of them think that they're just going to, like, I don't know, swindle everyone and trick everyone.
Yeah, those are like the clear sociopaths. Like, those are the people that end up being also like murderers or something crazy, like real evil people.
Yeah, I really think that he thought
he's pretty evil, but
he's pretty. I think he thought it was going to be like fast cash and easy money.
Mm-hmm.
If he thought that he was going to be able to trick them out of more money than it was worth. But I think he thought it was all going to come together. I didn't think he thought that he was totally going to swindle them and have to go to jail. There's no way he even thought that he would go to jail.
No, and also, like, in the documentaries, they would ask him, and he's like, I'm not talking about it. Like, he had this, like, amazing ability, I saw, to just, like, block out reality.
Yeah.
And people would ask him questions, and he was getting really, like, impatient and short and just basically mad at anybody to make him think harder or longer about a solution to a problem. And if you said there might be a problem with this, he would just fire you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think he – I think he thought it would work if he just was belligerent enough and forceful enough.
It's so hard because it's like you have to have the audacity to have like big dreams, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
but then
mm-hmm.
you have to have like the experience and the whatever to like make that actually happen, or the legwork to know what goes into that.
You have to be smart. You can't just be ambitious.
You can't be dumb. You can't be
dumb.
He's
not smart.
No.
He's
dumb.
Thank you for that question, though.
Thank you, Carolyn.
I always talk about that shithead. Yeah.
I know. He's fascinating.
Okay, we have another one.
Hi, this message is for ScamWow. I love you ladies so much, and I just discovered your show, and I'm super obsessed. Anyways, I just wanted to share a really quick story. So my boss, who's like my mom's age, her mom got a phone call one day, and she said, and the person on the call, he said, hey, Grandma, it's your grandson. And she replied and was like, oh, hey, what's up? And the grandson was like, I just got in a really bad car accident. These people are threatening me. I need you to go buy gift cards like right now. And she was like, okay, like whatever you need. But there had been like this really big snowstorm, and the scammer was like, Grandma, like you need to get in the car, get cab right now, go to Target, get gift cards. And she's like, I'm really not sure because of the snowstorm. Like it's really rough out there. And he called her a bitch. And so Grandma hung up the phone and called my boss and was like, I will not have my grandson talking to me that way. Your son is so rude. And my boss is like, Mom, what's going on? And she's like, well, I was going to go get gift cards, and I told him I would keep it a secret, but I'll just tell you, he got in an accident and I needed to go get gift cards at Target for him. She's like, Mom, it's a scam. Anyways, I know it's really common and people prey on old people. I just thought it was really fucking funny that the scammer called the mom or the grandma a bitch and expected that to go over well. Anyways, I love you guys so much. I can't wait for the show to take off. You're going to become like super famous. Bye.
Oh my God, that's so nice.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, I can't believe he really broke character there and was like, you're a bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch, just go to Target.
Go to Target, bitch.
Yeah,
oh,
I
God.
Guess he sounded just like her grandson. I don't know.
I think that anyone who preys on old people will go to hell with and they will be in hell with like Billy McFarland and so many other people, because that is awful and
like,
so bad.
Yeah, they will quickly get hit by a car.
Quickly. Like
I hate them.
We will all be old one day. Yes, most of us.
This is what I hate about people. I've mentioned it before. We were all babies once. We're all going to be senior citizens. Like, you're not going to be 25 forever, you dick. Like,
you're
just like everyone else. I know.
Jeez, that's so rude.
Good for her, though, for being like, I know it's a secret, but you can't call me a bitch.
Thank you for your call, and thank you for alerting
being
us.
Being so loving.
And
yes.
And this will, and being so loving, and this will, I think, make Abby feel better that someone else has been through a gift card scam on the phone.
Oh, yes. Well, as soon as Abby talked about that, I've had so many other people tell me that. On our previous episode, Abby Holland talks about how she was a part of a gift card scam. And we've had more people come out of the woodwork and tell us it happened to me too. There was like a whole Reddit thread where around gift cards, there's like a new alert notice that says like beware of scams, like in the gift card aisle.
Which is
so
good.
So it is something that's huge. Yeah.
It's like the gift card people, the gift card company is putting notices on the gift card that says the government will never ask you for gift cards, which is good. Thank you for the clarity.
Yeah, let's be honest. It's not a voucher. It's a gift card. It only goes to the store you purchase it in.
This is not your life savings.
Yeah, please don't. Please don't. Oh, that's so funny. I mean, it's not funny. I don't know why I'm laughing.
It's not funny.
Scams are ridiculous, guys. Scams are ridiculous.
And
obsessed.
But what's funny is that, like, we all feel this. People feel this shame. But, like, so many people have been through it. And it's ridiculous. Okay. We both have scams to talk about today. So I picked a multi-level marketing scam. You know, yes. All multi-level marketing thing, which are pyramid schemes, are all inherently scams, but these ones are interesting. So I picked Young Living essential oil as well as doTERRA essential oils. So
okay, I don't know them.
Okay. Tell so me. Yeah, so it's essential oils that people sell and they get roped into it. Young Living is like the main essential oil brand, and it sells a bunch of them, and it was started by a guy named Gary Young, and Gary Young was in a, and it was started in Utah. These are both in Utah, obviously. Mm-hmm. And Gary Young was in a tractor accident in the 1970s, and he claimed that, and he was handicapped, and the doctor said he would never walk again. And then he claimed that he used some essential oils, and made him walk again. And so this Perfect. Whole company is built around this fucking lie, right?
His ability to suddenly walk.
His ability yeah. to walk. I believe it was lavender essential oil, because after this, he goes to France and he like studies lavender and he figures out how to like do lavender. So lavender.
Look, guys, I'm just going to do lavender.
And it's my thing. Like, that's what I do yeah. now is lavender.
I do it best.
Just call me Gary Lavender. So what makes them unique is that they are like, you can buy some shit on Amazon that's like $10 or whatever, mm-hmm. but it's just like perfume. It's not real. So both of these companies like pride themselves in like doing, it's like fucking juice, like cold press.
Yeah,
like,
real authentic. Whatever.
Yeah, authentic shit. So what they say, but the culture that's been created around these companies is that like there are people that are like, they advocate this chemical-free life. So now they make cleaning products for your home. They make, and then they kind of convince people to use these things as medicines for their children and use them to heal everything, which is bad.
They had that on The Real Housewives of Potomac. One of those characters, she was saying like for her kid's sinus infection, she was just giving them essential oils.
Yes.
And I was like, stop. Yeah. I don't know.
And I have some quotes that I found on Reddit that are just crazy and unbelievable.
Ooh, I love it.
So I will say about doTERRA is an offshoot of Young Living. Young Living is the OG. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to talk more about this guy, Gary, in a second. So doTERRA was started in 2008 by a couple Young Living associates who like branched mm-hmm. off and like were like, we're going to do our own thing. They seem about the same, except doTERRA's marketing, is better and their design is better mm-hmm. and their graphics are better and they seem a little bit more expensive. So their bottles range from like $20 to like $113. So like there was one oil on their website called Blue Tansy and it's $113. I'm like, what the fuck is Blue Tansy?
Blue Tansy is also a stripper name.
I know.
And she's really good.
Blue Tansy is too big for her britches.
Yeah.
She's like only been at the strip club for a week, but she thinks she's been there a couple years. It's like, no, Blue Tansy.
And yeah. She expects to do the Saturday night, and it's like, Blue Tans, you need to calm down.
You're on Monday.
You got that lunch shift.
Yes, you got the lunch shift with a shrimp buffet. So that's Blue Tansy. So that's doTERRA. And it's another thing where it's, you buy in and you spend all this money and then you make and you try to sell them, but then you make money on your downlines, just like leggings. So if like you have sponsees and they sell
so
things.
Downlines. I was just reading that. So a downline is literally like a line of people that you have who are also like you bring into your community of the selling.
Yeah.
And if you brought somebody in on your downline, then they give you a little bit of their cut. So you could be like, oh, you're making all this money. But really, if you've brought them in, they have to then also pay you. So you want multiple people. I read this thing that said like you have to increase your downlines. So you have more people to then slowly be paying you.
Yep.
So you rope in.
Ooh. Yeah. Like a lot of multi-level marketings are like that. And you know what? On their website, it is the graphic they use is literally like a pyramid.
Yeah. That's so common. So many of them use the pyramid graphic. And I'm like, guys, aren't you trying to get away from it?
You got to be a little more subtle. So it's like a bunch of people at the bottom and then fewer people in the middle and then one person like a pyramid.
Yeah.
Come on.
Like a king.
Let's
go,
guys. Okay. So let's talk more about Gary Young, who started Young Living. Okay. So Gary has done several stints in jail. I mean, he's dead now. He died last year in 2018. So R.I.P. Gary Young.
R.I.P. Gary.
And incidentally, his name is D. Gary Young. So, like, I think his first name is, like, David or Donald or something. But he calls himself D. Gary Young because he thinks that D sounds like doctor.
Oh, no.
Yes. So this is where we're coming from.
I was thinking of, like, de Georges or something like French or something like de l'enfant.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, no, that's you think because French. He's into lavender, he's like that, but no.
Yeah, I'd be like, let's go the French route. But no, he's going to the fake doctor.
Exactly.
Route.
So,
oh, that's so dumb.
He started this company in 1993. And before that, he had been arrested a few times for impersonating a doctor.
wow.
And he did several stints in jail for practicing medicine without a license and was arrested at least five times in multiple states.
Five.
And in Mexico, he set up a whole clinic where he claimed he could treat cancer with essential oils, which,
oh my God, I hate that more than anything.
It's so bad.
That's what's so crazy is they're like, look, I got caught a handful, five times, but I'm really, guys, I'm going to keep going because I'm good
at this. Really happy.
This is my real house.
Yeah. Then there's this weird story. This is sad, and I apologize in advance, where in 1983, he has no doctor experience. In 1983, he delivered his wife's baby in a hot tub, and
No.
Yes, exactly. And for some reason...
And she got an infection?
He held the baby underwater for an hour and the baby died. Yes.
Of course.
I know.
Because it's breathing in hot tub water and not umbilical cord. And
for an hour. Imagine.
Ooh, I'm going to
I'm sorry.
Up.
I'm...
It's okay. That's just so terrible.
But he was never charged. And the death was ruled an accident. Yeah. The death was ruled an accident, which is crazy. I'm so sorry. That's
wouldn't
very sad.
She be like, wasn't his wife like screaming?
I don't know what his wife is like. So he's had three wives. At the end of his life, one wife, Mary, took over as CEO when Gary was forced out due to all this controversy. His wife, Mary, had years worth of in vitro of IVF to have their two sons, yet claimed it was the result of essential oils for fertility. Oh.
So he's like brainwashed his
oh
wife.
Yeah.
Or like if you're at the point where, oh my God,
I think
I'm gonna throw up. Listener, if you need to take a break and throw up like I do, that's okay.
Okay. Okay. So, and my sources are from like Wikipedia, the Young Living Reddit, but mostly or the Young Living website, but mostly Reddit, if I'm being honest. So then he befriended this guy named Mark Schroeder, who he made his like second in command, called his director of formulation. Mark has no background in essential oils at all.
No, why? And what do any of these people need any sort of intention?
No. And Mark actually, funnily enough, killed his grandfather because his mom told him to. Because to get to the family fortune. Yeah, and Mark.
What?
Yeah, Mark, Franklin Bradshaw.
So, you know, same. What's that expression? Like, similar seats thing? Like, they just see each other. Like, look, murderer sees murderer.
Same.
Okay, let's just move forward.
Real recognize real.
Yes, we recognize each other. We recognize the death that we have created.
Real recognize real. Okay, so
this is when the scam shit drives me crazy. Like, I love a good, like, money swindling scam, but when it's like death and kids, I just want to
eat all my feelings. So that's like kind of an overall of this Young Living. And so when I was on Reddit, one of my favorite Reddits is the anti-MLM. So it's a whole
Reddit.
The whole multi-level marketing subreddit. But when I was on Reddit, just like there are tons and tons of threads of people trying this to cure their ailments and not working. So one.
Oh, so they're explaining their experiences on Reddit, not just talking about the multi-scams. They're talking about how it didn't work.
Yeah.
For them.
So, okay. One thing I saw was a friend with PCOS was told by a Young Living rep that pure cinnamon oil in her vag will melt the cysts away. Yes. Yes. And then one little girl said, I got my braces put in today and my dentist spent the whole time talking about how great Young Living products are and talked about how there's a webinar going on tonight. Yeah, there was one that said that her health teacher tried to sell the class Young Living essential oils. Just like shit like that. Like, it's really crazy. My primary doctor just suggested I use doTERRA oils. Should I run for the hills? Like, doctors, people's doctors.
I know.
Yeah, I think that those are all the ones I found because I didn't want to read too much because it's so sad that people's doctors are saying
this.
It's
so sad.
It's like, yes, I know chemicals are bad and chemicals are not what we want to be putting in your body. But if you're sick, you need medicine. You don't need oil.
Yeah.
You need medicine.
That's why medicine is created, and that's why it's also that's why there's a billion clinical studies. Like, I really want something, even like eyelash serum. Like, I want something that has had a lot of clinical studies before I put something like on my body.
Listen,
I love those studies.
That's the thing. It's like, okay, when we're talking like makeup and perfume and shit like that, and it has like whatever, like it has what the fuck? Did you? There was a New York Times article about all the chemicals that are in makeup and how bad they are for you.
Oh, I'm sure there's a ton of
And it's so bad, but it's like when it comes to like health improvement, like makeup, of course, you can be organic and shit. But when it comes to like health and ailments and treating stuff, it's like, give me the fucking drugs. Like, let me have real cures. And these people are, sorry, I don't mean to like sound better than them, but these are also like anti-vaxxer type people, so like this whole like essential oil thing goes along with it, anti-vaxxer thing, and I'm sure I've just touched on the surface, but there it's like
it's
so disturbing. Yeah,
it is really disturbing. And it's also, they say that sometimes it can bring happiness by the exact same reason if somebody give you a magic M&M and we're like, this is going to make you feel better. Like, the mind over matter can sometimes work, and that in those cases they can have those calming mental like soothing benefits, but that's really where they found
it. Listen, don't get me wrong, I love a good smell, I love a good scent.
I love a good bath. I love those essential oils.
You know what made me think of this is because when I was sick this week, I had some peppermint oil and I was putting it in my bath and I was like, people think that this cures their colds.
You're laying in your bath and you're still like, even though you have like a fever and you're like, have like chills, you're still like,
these scam artists. But you know, and also,
you're so smart, Sue.
Also, this is like people like the stay at home moms who are trying to provide for their families and unfortunately are being preyed on by these MLMs. And it just like makes me so mad.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
What's your
scam? So my scam is a VV personal scam. I was scammed, but I was also trying to scam. It was like a whole thing. Okay. So
you know Caitlin, she's going to scam the scammer.
Look, I usually like to try to scam, and then turns out I get scammed. But I come from a long line of eating disorders. A lot of eating disorders in my family. They've been passed down and passed down.
What are you going to do? And it's hereditary.
What can you do? I know. They love it. It was like, I remember my dad's sisters in the 60s took Fen-Phen because they thought it was medically, like, this is one of those things that doctors did say was a good idea.
Yeah.
Here we are about, like, shut up anti-vaxxers, but still, like, sometimes science gets it wrong. But so they were on crazy diet. Basically, it's not a long line of eating disorders, it's a long line of people, like, hating their body type. Mm-hmm. And they're just these, like, normal-looking Russian Jews from Baltimore, and they wanted to look like Twiggy. And they've said it so many times, and they just, like, they wanted to look like these, like, shiksas and tall, blonde, lanky, and that's just wasn't their body type. It just, like, wasn't anything. And so I have, like, my own feelings with eating, and I wasn't overweight by any means, and it was right when I was getting married, but I had this intense anxiety that I wanted to be like as thin as possible for my wedding. Like,
of course.
I know. You know, call me crazy, but it's just like, I was like, oh my God, I just want to look as hot as possible. And I don't want to look back at that or be like ashamed or go like, ugh,
Do you don't want to be super fucking tiny for pictures that are going to last a lifetime? I know.
And also as a kid, I remember thinking like, oh, well, I'll get my teeth whitened for my wedding. Like, that was like a thing that was like, it was like the Oscars. Like, when I get married, that's when it'll be really, or I'll get hair extensions. Or I did get eyelash extensions, and they were fucking
me
gorgeous.
Me too. I love an eyelash extension.
I love them. I love them. They don't last very long, but they're great. Exquisite. Yeah, so I was like, I really want to lose weight. So my sister and I are doing it like the good old healthy way. And then I was like on Craigslist looking at some sort of like part-time acting jobs. And what popped up was like, do you want to lose like 20 to 40 pounds? And I wanted to lose like 5 to 6. Like, it was like a very small range. But I was reading about it and it was like, we need energetic people. And I was like, oh my God, is this an infomercial? Because I love infomercials. Like, I really appreciate the scam of the infomercial. I love that it takes you on a journey. There's like a beginning, middle, and end. And I love that, like, they start with a person saying like, look, my life is terrible. I can't eat. I can't sleep. Like, I can't take care of myself. And then this project, like this Swiffer sweeper, like, this changed my life. And now my marriage just save. Like, I just loved how, like, it can go from, yeah, like, you need a pan to cook eggs to, like, your husband loves you again and accepts you for who you are. Totally. Like, the journey is so nuts in these infomercials. And I am a fan of them. And I love the endings. Like, I love the happy endings. So
they're fascinating.
It's like, they're fascinating. Mm-hmm. I was like, so I think this is, like, I've DVR'd Brazil Butt Lift because it's just, like, it's so beautiful at the end.
I've never seen that.
It's one from like 10 years ago and just was like this like Brazilian guy was like, I love ya boom boom, and I was like, oh, all these models have like hot butts, and I was hoping if I DVR'd it then I could like learn the moves and not have to buy the tape. Like, I'm still trying to swindle at the end of the day,
right?
Like,
right,
if I pause it enough and go like and write it down, then I could do it without having to buy it. I love a good infomercial. So I think the first one I got was the ab slide. I like begged my parents to get me the ab slide. And if anybody remembers the ab slide, it basically is like a thing. It's like you go on your knees. Yeah. And you roll forward your hands on like a wheel and roll it back. It is the hardest thing in the world. Yeah. I did it once and was like, this is terrible. But in the commercial, everyone's having such a good time. And they're like, look, you do it a couple minutes a day and you're done. And I was like, Mom, I'm going to do it a couple minutes a day. I was like 13. And she's like, okay.
I think it was always like a cool exercise gadget is what I wanted from those infomercials. Like the Thighmaster.
Yes. Like, yeah. Or that weird like slidey thing. Or there's like something. Oh, my God. And everyone's having so much fun. And also the people they get to be in these are like, they all look like ballerinas. Like, they have the most beautiful like ballet dancer bodies that I've always wanted. So anyway, so I look at this and I'm like, this smells like an infomercial. So I apply and say like, well, I'm looking to lose weight. You have to say why. I was like saying for my upcoming wedding, blah, blah, blah. And they have me come in for a casting call, and it for sure, it's me and all these other actresses, and they want you to be in like a bikini top and bike shorts. And I was like, this is kind of gross. And it was in Manhattan, and it was like in an apartment building. So I was like, oh my God, this is like really rapey, but I still was curious. So
what kind of apartment? Like a luxury or like a...
Yes. Okay. Like a luxury. Yeah. And then when you went in, it was kind of set up like it was almost like one of those like, I think they're called breathers. Like you could like rent a luxury apartment, almost like an Airbnb, something like that. But it was like in the upper like... Upper East Side, so it was where a lot of like old grandparents were, so it wasn't like funky downtown like they were doing something like that. It was like someone's grandmother's apartment they rented. And so we go, and they definitely are like, why do you want to lose weight? And I was like, this is an infomercial, and I'm going to get this. I was like, I've been preparing for this since I was 13 years old with that ab slide. So I go in, and I, like, stick my stomach out a little bit more, and I look a little bit sadder. And I'm like, you know, it's just like, I just want to look really good for my wedding. And I just up, I did, all of it was true, but I sort of, like, emphasized it a little bit more. But then when we were in the green room waiting to go in, they were like, do not mention if you're an actor. You can't mention you're an actor. We want it to be real people. All of us in there were actors because it was like on an actor casting call. So we were like, okay, we're all lying. Okay, perfect. So I get picked, and it is like 50 of us, or that's a huge number. So we go the first day, and they tell us basically like if we don't lose weight fast enough in this plan, they will kick us out. So they're going to file us down to like the final 12. And so if you're not following the plan, if you're not losing weight fast enough, like you're not doing it anymore. But they never paid us. The idea was that you get like free like personal training services, and then you would get this meal plan that they send to you. So it's like free food and workout, which sounds amazing. For like a new bride, I'm like, this is like the best plan in the world. The reason they had to give you the food is because to be approved by the FDA, you all have to be doing sort of like this one constant. You can't just be like one person eating egg whites and one person eating like French fries. Like if you're going to sell something for this celebrity, then you have to all be sort of doing the same. And we had to keep a food journal in case the FDA came and like looked at it, or in case we got investigated.
What was the product? Yeah. Like what were they selling?
The product was an infomercial workout video that was for like 30 minutes. Okay. But with it, there was like a suggestion of a meal plan. So we were also given a meal plan, and then also like vitamin supplements they said we should take that I did not want to take because it had like extra energy stuff. And I was like, I'm already on enough meds. And these were like herbal supplements. And I was like, I am not taking any kind of like weird speed stuff. And I told them I wasn't going to take it. And they're like, okay, fine. They like did not like it. So the women running this were like really, really, really skinny, curly blonde hair. And they only drank Diet Cokes all the time. And they talked really, really fast, just like I do.
Perfect.
So yeah, these are these women. And immediately I feel like incredibly intimidated because I look at my own body a million times a day, and I have my own issues. But we started to get like weighed in. We got measured. They're putting like a tape measure around your legs and thighs and like arms. And it's just something that is suddenly becoming my worst nightmare. And this idea of that they were selling us and that I was sort of hoping for and like the ride I wanted to go on was like a fun group weight loss journey. But this was not that. This was very, very cutthroat. It wasn't even like clinical, like we studied your body mass and we just want to make sure you're as healthy as possible. It was, how much weight did you lose this week? How fast can you lose it? And they would say to us, like, do you think you could get down to 109 pounds? Like they asked me to get to like 103, I think.
Oh!
And yeah, and I was like 135 when I started, or like close to, and I think 128 was like the most for me. Like I thought that was like the thinnest I'd been in a really long time. And so, but they like really were trying to push me down. And so what they did is it was 30 minutes is what we were selling. And we had to do like confessionals with our iPhones at home and stuff like that. And you weren't allowed to talk about the extras that they were providing. And the extras were, if you wanted to, you could go to 2 workout classes a day. So it was a group fitness class taught by a trainer that is doing the program of these tapes. And they encourage you to go to the morning and the night one, even though we're only selling the morning. And they encourage us to do the meal plan, even though they're just suggesting the meal plan. And as it's going, people are starting to get cut. Like people are getting cut, and we're on these big email chains, and I'll have a friend text me, because then you become friends with these other contestants, because you're all like half naked together, and you all definitely have this deep sadness in you that is dying to lose weight. Like if you're like with a weight loss group of people, there is a long history of like weight. And so we all become very close. There's like a guy who's an ex-clown, like Commedia dell'arte. There's someone who's a Shakespearean actress. Like we are all actors and at varying sides. One guy's like a cabaret lounge singer. Like, so we all start to like love each other and like become really close because you're working out with them twice a day. We're also unemployed actors, so we have twice a day free to work out.
Sure.
And then throughout this, I am getting very personal emails like, Caitlin, you're our bride-to-be. We're really counting on you. We hope you can get down a couple sizes. Like, you're going to be the highlight. We're going to feature you. Like, very personal things. And I'm working out with everybody. I'm like, are you guys getting these emails? And my emails were by far more like, more pressing, more hard-hitting. I was going to my honeymoon in the middle of it, and they were like, you don't want to regret your wedding day. You don't want to screw up on your honeymoon. We're going to send you with your tapes on the honeymoon. Can we send your meal service to your honeymoon? Can you eat our meal plan on your wedding day? And these people are getting so invasive. And I was like, look, I love a good weight loss journey, and this is fun, and I've like done my fair share of fad diets, but this is becoming like kind of bullying, and it felt sort of like a sorority bullying, like a whole community. And it's these women that were older than me, you know, I was like early 20s, and so they were in like their 40s and 50s, and they were sort of condescending and sort of mothering to me, so I did sort of feel a little taken over by them in a way, and definitely gave them more allowance than I should have.
What was your What time frame are we like, how long were you?
So it was like, I think it was going to be 3 months total. And within the 3 months, like halfway through, I was getting married.
Yeah.
So now like we've been in it, and like a bunch of people have gotten kicked out because they haven't lost enough weight. And it's really sad. And it's a really like screws with your brain, because we'll be working out and my friend will turn over and be like, I'm totally going to get kicked out this week. Like I went out with my friends last night and I just like, no, I didn't lose enough weight. I'm getting kicked out. And like the shame, like you're already an out of work actor. Like you feel so bad. After I had this like sort of sense of camaraderie, like I didn't want to just use this company. Like I didn't really want to be scammy anymore.
Yeah.
I was sort of like, I didn't want to be opportunistic really. I wasn't scammy. I just like didn't know if I wanted to be a part of it. And I'm getting sort of uncomfortable. And then my wedding's coming up and I don't know. There's just like, there's just such a crazy focus on my body that it's not as fun and special as I thought it would be, feeling this way or feeling this thin at this point. So I think at my wedding, I'm at like 115 pounds, which is like really low for me. Yeah, really low. And my boobs are like enormous. So it's just, I weighed nothing. And it's not, Alan's not even comfortable with it. He's like, this is just like this is too much. And I go to my honeymoon and I'm getting emails during my wedding. I'm getting emails during my honeymoon. They're asking me, I think I went on my honeymoon. I came back. Oh no! I went on my wedding. I came back and was there for like a week, and had gained 5 pounds. And one of the trainers was so disappointed in me. She was like, Kaylin, how could you? We did so much work together. We did this. And they, instead of being like, on my honeymoon, we went to Turks and Caicos. We got lobster. Like, we had the best time. We were like so in love. We had drank. We ate. It was so happy. And instead, and then I came back to this like extreme amount of shame from everyone.
Yeah.
And almost as if they were at a loss because I enjoyed myself, but they were counting on me not enjoying and like kind of white knuckling it through it. And so I was home the next week in Maryland visiting my mom, and I was talking to her and I was like, oh, mom, it's just like so much pressure. And you know what? I just love like when I drink too much, like I just throw up. I just like love that feeling. And she was like, what? I was like, oh yeah, just like on the weekends or like, I don't know, during the week, like when I just drink a little too much, like I definitely throw up every time. Like it just feels great to like get to be done with a meal and throw it right back up. And she was like, Katie, that's bulimia. And I was like, no, it's not. No, I did a book report on bulimia. Like, I'm not bulimic. I just like getting it out of my body and after I eat it. And she was like, no, that's bulimia. And it just like totally blew my mind, because what I was doing was, this is when I was like drinking really heavily too, I would just not eat all day because I was trying to like be really tough and like work out. Then I would have a dinner, like just a normal meal, and then drink wine usually, and then drink to excess and then throw up. And what I really thought was that I was just like over drinking, but I was doing a combination of the two. I was like so excited to be able to like get everything out of my system. Mm-hmm. It was just like a way to like binge and like be a person who's like living a lot of life and being really to excess, very similar to my family members, and then to like to let it all out. And then when I realized that's what I was doing, I was like, oh, fuck, this is like I am on the way to having a really tough time. And this is when they were emailing me hoping that I would get down to 110, hoping I could get down to 105. And yeah, and so then I emailed them and said, guys, I can't do it any longer. I think if I keep going, I'm going to be like fully bulimic. And they responded and said, Kaitlyn, we were counting on you. You were going to be the bride story. You can't do this to us. Help us the way we helped you. That's what they said in the email. And I said, if you do not stop, I will report us to the FDA because we've been keeping food logs. And if I've been throwing up my food in my food log, that's not actually legal. So if you continue to harass me, I will report all of us. And then crickets. And then one of the head fitness directors, one of the Diet Coke ladies, messaged me and goes, Kaitlyn, good luck on your journey. I've been bulimic for several years and I understand how it feels. So this woman that we're all following, who's like the thinnest, has her own issues with bulimia.
Yeah.
And so I left the group and people were like, oh, she just used this for her wedding and then left. Like she just like they really turned on me. I told my story in another podcast a long time ago and somebody wrote the roughest, meanest like messages to me and saying like, deal with Hollywood, sweetheart. Who do you think you are? Like just mean things. Yeah. Because I think for some people that were contestants, it really did work for them. There's this one woman who she just like it, whatever it was, it worked for her. Like yeah. She, whatever they said, whatever they were selling, like it either, she definitely didn't have an eating disorder like I did, but she also like whatever the boundary was, they respected and she, it worked for her. And she said that like, no, nobody was like that. Nobody did anything, you know, that awful. And I was like, well, not to you. You didn't receive these emails. You didn't receive like very personal things about your, they said things to me like, you don't want to regret your wedding day. You don't want to look back at these pictures and hate your body and your honeymoon. I mean, really personal, horrible things. You want your husband to be proud of you, like real screwed up stuff. And so
that's awful.
Then like didn't speak to these. Then it was like this loss of the contestants I was friends with. Like,
yeah.
Not only the people that were kicked out, but the people that stayed in. I had to be like, guys, like I was really harassed. And I know we all thought this was like we were part of like this exciting sort of like freebie, but it really screwed me up. And some of the people understood, but I didn't. A lot of them I never spoke to again. Yeah. Really crazy. And it was so stressful. And so I definitely had gone like 5 years. I like relapsed in the sense of that I like couldn't handle any sort of like weight loss or weight control. Like,
yeah.
I definitely gained a bunch of weight and then kind of freaked out that I was, I mean, that's when I also realized I had to get sober. Like a lot of things I realized like I was treating myself really horribly. But yeah, then I had to like go to therapy for eating disorder and see a nutritionist and like really do like the tough work that I didn't even expect. But in a way, it's like, I'm kind of glad I know. I don't know. I really thought there was no way I could ever be bulimic. Like, I never thought in a million years. I thought it was crazy. I think throwing up feels terrible. Like, there's no way. And now I know when you are in that place, like, it feels like such a relief. Mm. It feels shameful and it feels terrible, but it also feels like you're safe and you got away with something and very secretive. And it's a crazy feeling. And I would, any friend who's gone through it, any person I know, I just have such compassion and I know exactly what they've been through. And I feel really lucky that it was only like a couple months of really bad time. And it wasn't years and years. Cause it could have been, if my mom hadn't said like, honey, if I hadn't been like so honest and said like, mom, I love puking. can you imagine if your kid comes to you and is like, I just want to be bulimic. I'd be like, she was so quiet. She was like, okay, honey, well, you know, that's what we call bulimia. So sweet. Aww. She was so loving. And I was like, wow, like, just like the delicacy that she had with that, you know, not to be judgment, just to be like, well, let's define what it is. Mm. And that's what it is.
That's so nice that she just was like sympathetic, non-judgmental, and
No, and also just like, did you know this is what it's called? Yeah. And it's so funny because I remember that Calista Flockhart movie that we all watched in health class where she was like throwing up and putting it in jars and like it was so creepy. Yeah. Did you guys see that movie? It's so gross. So I was like, I'm not Calista Flockhart, believe me.
I'm not saving it.
I'm not saving it, guys. I have a lot to do. I'm getting married. So then I got married to Alan and just like had a real incredibly healthy life change in those like 2 months. I just got my shit together.
Wait, so did the infomercial ever come to fruition or air or anything?
Yeah. So the infomercial came out. I was not a part of it. But all these contestants that I saw were in it before and after. Mm-hmm. And the before and afters were exactly what you'd assume, which was like, everything's terrible. And then at the after, it's like, and now I can connect with my son again. Like, people were saying these like crazy things that I knew they would say. But when they showed people working out during the video, it was never us. It was paid professional fitness like specialists and paid dancers. So when they show everybody going through the workout, they'll do the before and after of the person, of the actual person who went through it. But when they showed people doing the workouts, it's always fitness models. Nobody who actually was doing the workouts with us was in that part of it.
Oh, my God.
That was crazy. Yes. And in the commercial, they'll be like, Jonathan, you've come a long way. And Jonathan literally like just came in from Thailand and is like a fitness model doing it. Like, I guess he came a long way, you know, geographically, but he did not have a beginning, middle, and end. They just hired people for that end. And it was so crazy. So also they do this thing where it was like at like 12 weeks, like it was like 12 weeks, 32 weeks, like at certain week numbers, they did like a photo shoot. And, where I would have like loved the way I look, they were like, well, you can go a little bit farther. So like the photo shoot was a really big deal. And like, just if you could imagine like the worst, like sorority hazing was what they did in like this huge level. And I wish that it had worked, because it does sound like a really fun story. Like, you get something out of it, they get something out of it, you're all in shape. But like, it just does not work if you have any inkling of an eating disorder in your past. Anything.
And who doesn't, really?
I know, really. And I know like a bunch of people who like gain the weight back. Like, I know the people, like I've seen them. Like, it's what it was is it. For what it is, and with most of these like diets and weight loss things, if you are in like a focused program to work out every single day and to eat specifically, like if somebody's sort of like coaching you or bullying you, it will happen.
Yeah.
Like if you have somebody over your shoulder, like we are people, our bodies do adapt, but is it any sort of way you want to live your life? And afterwards, like, do you feel an enormous amount of like relief that it's over and you can go back to how you've always wanted to eat? I told my therapist the other day, I think like for me, luxury means basically like a sloth lifestyle of like never having, being able to sleep all day and eat whatever I want. Like, to me, for some reason, that is luxury. Mm-hmm. And I know some people think it's like grotesque and disgusting, but like, I just thought like of just never having to leave my house. It was just the most luxurious thing. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know. I can't say the name of the company because they made me sign a confidentiality agreement right away. And so I, you know, I will tell people in person, but like I can't, I'm not allowed to say it, but I will say that like anything that promises like a 6-week body makeover, you know, just give, don't have any expectations. Just like, just, you know, do the best you can.
6-week but, body makeover.
Yeah. Just like be good to yourself. Yeah. And you don't need any sort of extreme anything.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know.
Don't do infomercials. If you're an actor, don't do anything that's unpaid ever.
Yes. And don't do it if like if they say like if you're all actors and like guys, don't say you're actors. That was the other problem. It's like, oh, it's just like the worst group.
Yeah. Ugh.
The saddest group.
Well, I'm glad you made it out alive with a great story. Thank you.
I did. I made it out. And I do have so much compassion for people that suffer from eating disorders. I thought that like, I don't know, I thought eating disorders were only reserved for like ballerinas or like very specific things. I thought when I was younger growing up, it was very much like, I don't know, it was very much, I don't know how we treated it.
I think there's so many nuances of yes. them and iterations yes. of them that we didn't talk about when we were younger. Like when we were yeah. younger, it was just extreme anorexia or extreme bulimia yeah. and that was it. But mm-hmm. there's so much more that we're just learning about.
Right. And they would almost treat it like it was AIDS. They were like, this happens to some yeah. people. Watch out. And it's not that this is something that could society slowly seeps into your brain and then you develop a complex. And then on your wedding day, you're going to feel the most pressure than ever. They acted like somebody who like caught a cold or something.
Yeah.
That's how they caught anorexia.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah.
Thank you for sharing your story.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, but I'm fine now.
Okay, good.
I'm fine. I just eat my feelings like a regular woman.
Just like a regular human. Me too.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for joining us for our scam yes. journey.
Yes, thanks for letting us be honest. If you need anything or have any questions, we have some connections in our page. We'll have a link to eating disorder hotlines or places where you guys can go. There's certain therapists that specialize in eating disorder. So yeah. if you need help with that, and good nutritionists.
Yeah, and if you want to email us or call us just to chat or anything, feel yeah. free to do that. You can email us at scamwildpodcast@gmail.com. Or call us at 347-509-9414.
We love your calls.
We do. And, oh, you guys, one other thing. If you can rate and review us on iTunes, that really helps us with our stuff.
Helps our self-esteem, honestly.
Our self-esteem, but it does so help us, like, in the rankings and in life. And yes. you know what I mean? That kind of thing.
To continue the pod. Yeah, and also my cousin Julia, shout out again, you're amazing. She sends me some awesome scams. If you guys have some scams where you've been scammed or you've heard of scams or any local scams,
we will take requests.
Hometown scams. Yeah. Yes, we will take requests.
Yeah.
That is so fun. Somebody, there's one scam we're gonna cover soon. Somebody sent us a documentary that she had just showed us that we're gonna then study.
Yeah.
Remember, Sue, we got that message.
With yeah. the email, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, guys. Real.
There's so many
talking.
Scams.
There's so much. I know. Hang in there, guys. We love you. We'll see you next week. We have some amazing stuff.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side passage?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.